In what's widely hailed as a victory for consumers, the FCC is now poised to preserve neutrality among Internet service providers, or ISPs. It's something that telecommunication giants like Comcast and AT&T oppose, but it's welcome news for smaller players in the industry, such as Santa Rosa-based Sonic.net. Dane Jasper, the company's co-founder and CEO, says they're not directly affected by the move, but they do stand to benefit all the same.
Obviously, the market power that large carriers have to engage in neutrality violations, which result in economic benefits for those organizations, small carriers don't have that kind of leverage and generally aren't engaged in those activities. So what's important here is that it maintains a level playing field between service providers.
The regulatory shift hinges on a reclassification of connectivity services, which Jasper agrees was overdue.
The FCC made a decision in the early 2000s to categorize Internet access as an information service, like a database processing or some other computing services, and really it isn't. It is a connection from A to B. It's a connection from the home to the Internet. The Internet provider is not providing an information service. They're providing a conduit to the information service, which is the sites on the Internet. So I think it's a good classification change.
The change also gives the FCC authority to rein in discriminatory behavior by ISPs, notes Jeremy Gelula, a staff technologist with the Electronic Frontier Foundation in San Francisco.
Before, the courts had said that unless you reclassify, you can't enforce things like prohibiting ISPs from blocking content or from doing paid prioritization where they get a little money under the table from a company to make their traffic flow faster over their networks.
The new reclassification under Title II of the Federal Telecommunication Act will change that. But Gelula says it, too, is virtually certain to end up in court.
To be honest, no matter what he had decided to do, it would have been challenged in court by somebody. The question is whether or not they'll succeed, and that will depend on precisely how he crafts the rules. But certainly he's got a better shot at the rules passing muster in court than before. Because before, what the court said was that you're trying to enforce these rules on carriers, and you're not allowed to do that unless you call them common carriers, which is what reclassifying them under Title II does.
The FCC received some 4 million comments on this issue, far more than on any previous matter, and Sonic's Jasper believes that many of them carried a broader message as a subtext.
I think that the neutrality proceeding and the public's interest in it stems from frustration in general with their choices for Internet access and the way that they're treated by Internet providers, and that this proceeding has become a lightning rod for consumer frustration. So from that perspective, I really see this as a strong signal, and it's gratifying.
The proposed policy, announced earlier this week by Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler, is due to be ratified later this month. It's expected to pass on a partisan 3-2 vote. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.